As you can hear, guys, it's excuse me, sorry. It's Endorphin here in the studio. Long overdue. Apologies for my tardiness, but I've been playing around with this. This is part of my new track, Instrumentalist, which is going to be ready soon. Boss Jock ain't sounding right at the minute. I think I've fucked up some of the settings, so apologies if this recording ain't as good as it could be. Buzz, talk right into the microphone. So what I've done is I'll break this section down because it's quite complex. So I'll start with the drums, because the drums, totally usual for me, are really, really nuts. I started just with a basic 4-4, kind of the clicks you can hear. Sorry, I'm pressing the buttons on my trusty MOX synth, which is right here. Got that rigged to the Phantom X rack sampler and sound module in one. No sounds that you hear in this are on board. They're all homemade. And I've got the trusty Korg Radius sat right next to me. But at the moment, I've overplugged it with something else. I'll come back later tonight and do a boo about some of the equipment. Okay, here we go. Right, so there's a straight drum beat here. Oh, fuck off. Not you guys. Melody. Right, there we go. So it's literally fairly straight, fairly plain. I thought because of the quality of the drums, because they're quite crisp, it also needs just a cut-up break. So it's a fairly standard break, which you'll recognise as soon as you hear the sounds, but I've cut it up, so it's not in the same rhythm, but it's just a typical, quite severe reverb, but the reverb helps to flush off against the compression that's added through the mastering unit as the drums come in, so just gives it a bit of bounce. It gives like that whole reverb thing's got a bit of extra buzz behind it, so it just sounds a little bit sharper. But then I figured it could do with something a little bit more me-esque, so I created from scratch some kind of FM synthesis with sort of percussion kind of punch on the radius. I didn't use any drum sounds from the radius itself, and I came up with these will make absolutely no fucking sense as I play them on their own. But then if I bring the beat in, and it's already starting to take some kind of shape. So now I'm going to bring, because the point of Instrumentalist is the idea of the track is to prove that detail can be gained from also the instrumentation of a track. And sometimes it's better to have lots of little instruments that are all melodic playing a small part to build a bigger picture. So it's a bit more syllabic than some kind of typical chordal drum and bass. So I'll bring in the chords to start with, and then I'll just keep telling you to check it. Each time it comes around, I'm going to add a new element that's in the track. Fairly typical LFO-driven chord pad. Again, it's homemade. Keep checking it. Keep checking it. Keep checking it. And the remaining melody. Bass. I kind of thought that it needed something else. It needed one of those instruments to take a lead perspective at some point in the track. So what I've done is I've just given this this makeshift kind of variation on a TS-404, which is here. Which is a sound from the Phantom, given that that takes precedent in the main drop, which is this. So, according to that, my time's nearly up, so I'll be back in a minute. Because I've still been really Jewish and not bothered to, Oh, no, we're all good. Siri's just barked at me. The only other thing I thought it needed was a section where everything else drops out to rebuild as a breakdown. And what I've done again is that 404 is going to take precedent in the lead. But this is going to have more detail in it when it's finished. But this is just to give you a general idea of where it's going to go. So yeah, in pieces as it is at the moment, guys, that is the bulk of what I've been doing with this track, Instrumentalist. I hope that you've liked what you've heard. It will be, obviously, it will be finished soon, and you'll be able to hear it in all its ridiculously busy glory. There's a few things that need tightening up. I have adjusted one or two settings in Boss Jock, so it might not be sounding as clean as it could. I've kind of fucked that up, actually. I'm going to have to go and have a look at that. But yes, as a general rule, it's okay. Sound is slightly right heavy at the minute, but that could just be my monitoring. But yeah, that's kind of the basics of the track so far. All right, guys, I will speak to you all shortly. Bye for now.